I didn't need to prepare much for my trip to Galway. My husband and I were going to take a quick break for a long weekend. So I decided to travel light, just threw a few bits and bobs in my bag. And headed out for the taxi. It was a relief to get out of the taxi on the way to Bosaris. The taxi man, I'm convinced, was a suicidal jockey, if ever there was one. He never stopped complaining about how tough life was, how his mortgage was all paid off. Did you think he would be happy? But we decided the best thing to do is just let him rant and not answer him back. So we boarded our coach. The driver looked at my ticket and said he'd never seen a ticket like this before and asked me where did I buy it. He said I purchased it in Bosaris the week prior. He said he'd have to get back to us on it, so we sat down on the bus. Halfway down the Naze Road, he called down and said, "Will the chap that's going to Flannery's in Galway please come to the front of the bus?" So Charlie walked down to the front as we're speeding down the Naze Road. He handed Charlie a phone and said an inspector in Bosaris wanted to speak to him. So he asked Charlie to describe the ticket, which Charlie did. And the guy said, no, he never heard of a ticket as such. And Charlie asked him, was he sure he was in Bosaris and not some stranger on the street? Eventually, at Athlone, we switched drivers. And the driver that got on recognised our pals. And when we were explaining about it, the other guy, or the guy, the inspector in Bosaris, had never seen one after we described it. He said, no, they're very popular. So, but to cut a long story short, arrived in Flannery's, tired, weary, went up, freshened up, came down for our dinner. We had beautiful fish. Catch it today, very tasty. A glass of wine. Went into the, we decided not to leave the hotel. We went in and there was a little session with Irish dancers. There was a lady there who would have been in her 60s, and I never ever, Charlie and I were spellbound. We never saw anyone's feet move as quick as she jigged her way around the room and a guy keeping up her, and we just couldn't believe someone could dance so fast.